What's up? I am caffeinated and I am ready to go on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good too. And I wish I could say it's a beautiful Saturday morning. I know we tend to talk about the weather sometimes when we start off, but it's almost June. So we have that June gloom feeling going on over here in LA. Right. I don't know if that's the same up north.
Nope.
No,
not right now. I mean, it is a little cold, but it's gonna get hot soon.
Us Angelinos love to complain when like the sun's not out or if it's like below 70 degrees. I think it's been over 70 degrees even though it's been gloomy, and like that to me is perfect. It's fine. I have no complaints with that, but I do like a little sunshine.
Yeah. Yes, sunshine is very much needed. Get out and get your 15 minutes of vitamin D. It helps out with your mood regulation. Fun fact.
Speaking about vitamin D, my allergies have been like popping off, and I tend to take Allegra D for that, or like whatever allergy medication with the D. And I know it's not the same as vitamin D, but it just reminded me of this. And now I'm hearing that too much of the D is bad for you.
Of Allegra D?
Yeah, like the D in Allegra D is like too much of it for prolonged use is bad for you. I think it has like, it's associated with like dementia or something. So I'm like really sad. So for a while, I kind of just took the regular one and it didn't do the trick. So I just went back to it. But I don't know. Just for you all out there, I'm just repeating information that I did not fact check, that I just heard through people, and I believe them. So
this is not medical advice, everyone.
Yeah,
this is merely opinion, and the opinions do not reflect what Doing the Least podcast represents. So, is that appropriate, lawyer?
Yes, it is. Perfect disclaimer. Do with that information what you will. Fact check me if you'd like. Fact check it for yourself. But I'm still doing it. So,
I mean, I would definitely say that anything in excess isn't good for you. Even water. Remember that woman who died from drinking 4 water bottles in 20 minutes because she was overly heated?
Oh, I thought that was like, oh yeah, I heard about something like that.
Yeah, so too much water, too much of anything could really do some damage. So just, especially when it's hot,
don't drink
just,
water.
You know, don't chug hurts. It and don't have 4 bottles of water. Just have like 1, you know, in an hour or something.
Spread have it out a little bit.
Yeah, have some green juice, have some electrolytes in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is not medical advice. Please consult your doctor.
But how do you know when enough is enough, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I would call a nurse from your insurance. I have no recommendations there.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
But I think it's body weight based as well.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So what kind of show do we have today, Christy?
Well, I figured, right? We figured that considering that we love doing the least, why not talk about what that means? So let's focus on what people can do to live a lifestyle of doing the least, which I think a lot of people have adopted this type of lifestyle, which is minimalism, right?
Yeah.
And kind of just, let's talk about what it is, what it means, and what it means for us.
Definitely.
And see how you guys can all like figure out how doing the least might actually be a good thing.
Yes.
We don't always like, want to do the most.
When we exactly. So we always came up with we came up with this title of doing the least because we just do so much. So this is the time to really think about how we could do the least and incorporate it into our regular lives, which can actually like benefit us, like Christy said.
Yeah.
Do you have, I think you mentioned you might have like a definition.
Yeah, so minimalism is defined as a lifestyle and a mindset which is focused on simplifying things in your life. So you reduce your possessions, any distractions that you have, any excess. And the reason for doing that is so that you can make room for more meaningful relationships, more meaningful experiences. It's supposed to be like, it's focused on intentionally living a minimalistic lifestyle and encouraging people to only own what they really need and value. So not all the extra stuff, whatever that means.
Anything extra. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you don't mind, I'll just kind of interpret that for myself.
Yeah, go for it.
So I'm thinking for me, minimalism is as far as, for me, it's like more like materialistic or like material things. Mm-hmm. So do I really need, I actually have encountered some like lists. There's some people who are frugal and they have these lists that they sell or that they use. And so they have like 6 questions to ask yourself. Oh. So it's like, do I need this? What purpose does it serve? Can this be used like differently or something? It's a whole list. I don't have it with me, but it seems very useful, and it really kind of makes you think 6 times, if not more times, to see, does this actually fit in my life and does it have a purpose? So I'm thinking people who are minimalistic see things in a practical way and like what purpose something serves and if it's like purposeful to them.
Okay, that makes sense. But you know what, just to comment on that, because I'm someone that does not live a minimalistic lifestyle. However, it's intrigued me at times, and I have often said I want to be a minimalist, but have never put that into practice at all. But when you mentioned this practicality thing, like, that's cool and all. Like, sure, we should have things that, like, we need and they, like, serve a purpose or whatever. But then there's a lot of things also that, like, maybe I don't really need it. Maybe it was a gift. I never asked for it. Maybe it was like something I just picked up like randomly, like somewhere when I traveled wherever. And sure, there's a sentimental value to it. Maybe that's the purpose. But I can collect a lot of things that have sentimental value. And I will then have a collection of a bunch of stuff that its only purpose is that. And then,
right.
And then here we are.
And then here we are. You know, I actually just saw a Queer Eye episode of this person who is a Kiss fan. Kiss, the rock band from the 80s. And they have so much memorabilia. And so what they do is that they clean, like, completely clean his whole house. Because it's just, like, posters, action figures, like, so much stuff. And they make it serve a different purpose, and they have like an art show for it. Like the art curator like picks it out and they have an art show. But then it's like later we had the question of like, what else, like where did they put all his stuff? You know, did they put it in storage? So then it's like you have this excess, and it served a purpose for him, and it served a purpose in the episode in the show. But then it's like, does it serve the purpose later? So for me, it's like, does it have any use? For me, I'd love to live as minimal as I can, but I know I don't. And I like throwing things away or donating them. Yeah. But I feel like I've grown up with a just-in-case mindset of having, like, excess of everything just in case.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, like, I'm telling you, like, I moved over a year ago, like, just maybe, like, 14 months ago. Before moving, I had already like gotten rid of so many things, donated so many things, And then once I moved into my new place, realized that not all the stuff that I actually kept and brought back with me was even gonna like fit or make sense in my new space. So then I got rid of more things. And then some other things, I will be honest with you, I probably have like 2 or 3 boxes still that I have never opened since I moved back. I don't know what's in there anymore. There are times where I'm like, oh wait, I have it, or I have this one thing, and I'll look for it and I'm like, oh no, I don't know where it is, and it's probably one of those boxes, and I'm not gonna dig through that box right now, because then that's gonna open up a can of worms too, because then I'll want to like, the thing is like, once it's out of sight, it really is out of mind. So like, even when you just said right now, like people putting things in storage, if I'm putting sentimental things in storage, that to me already defeats the purpose of even having it anymore, because if I'm not seeing it, I'm not even thinking about it. And then once I do see it again, like I don't know what to do with it anymore, because it's like not part of my life, you know. Like,
yeah,
it's not part of my life anymore. It's almost like I broke up with it, like I moved on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know.
I get that. Yeah, I mean, and then when you go through your things, it's a sense of like nostalgia and like reliving those memories. And I know that there's like companies that have either, there's a couple of things, like there's 2 services that I'm thinking of, because a lot of people tend to be, I don't know, hoarders, if I don't know if that's the right word, but like people who accumulate sentimental values, I guess.
Yeah.
And one of them is like this company that helps like organize your kids' artwork, or like,
okay,
you know, a lot of like different pages of things, and or like, so you take pictures of it and then they can print it for you, or you could have it saved in this digital album, and then you could just get rid of the actual like piece of work.
Yeah,
because I'm sure there's going to be tons of them. I mean, my mom has boxes of my little doodles, which is really nice, but I'm just like, what, why? And then there's another one where it's like you take pictures of things that you need to put in storage, and this is just like for storage, and then they organize it for you, and then you're like, I want this item, and then they ship it to you. I mean, there's methods of like organizing and like managing things, but in the end, yeah, it's like you haven't seen it in 2 years. Do you really need it? Do you really, it occupying valuable space?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that's the whole point of this, right? It's you're trying to like minimize the stuff that's around you, like physically, so that you can just be more present in the moment, what's actually around you, have more meaningful experiences with whatever is around you, have new relationships with people and things, so that you're not just like, I don't know, holding on to, I don't know, like, nostalgia is cool, and like having sentimental value with certain things is cool too, but like how much of it is like too much? And I don't know, you're right, like I don't actually need all those things, and I don't know.
This is another question. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, does that like completely like in a minimalistic world, would you say then like people who have collections of things, like that Kiss collector, mm-hmm. or comic book collector, like, is, what do you think, like, what do you, I guess for me, like, I would think it's like, it's not needed, but then it's like, there's so much value, like monetary value in these like antique collections and things. Well, I mean, I guess it depends, right? Because it serves a purpose to someone.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person, right? Like, who am I to tell you like what you can have a lot of or not, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like, I mean, there's musicians, like, I mean, my boyfriend has like, I don't know how many guitars, right? And then he's a drummer and he keeps buying cymbals, and I don't know how many cymbals a drum set's supposed to have, but
that's true,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, I'm not one to tell you that, I guess, but everyone has their own thing, whether it's you're obsessed with Kiss the band, or you're obsessed with clothes, or you're obsessed with shoes,
or Legos.
Some people really love pillows, I don't know, like it could be literally anything, or I don't know, like there's, like for me, for example, one of the things that I've done and it maybe started by accident, but it was like since high school, whenever like a friend or family member had gone on vacation and brought back a souvenir for me, it always was like a little turtle figurine, and then or like something of a turtle. So then I kind of like claimed the turtle as like, I love turtles. Aww. Right, I've had like turtle necklaces and stuff like that. And then when I started like going on my own vacations, I would also buy little turtle things. So now I have like a collection of like little turtle figurines and like turtle stuff, and I have it with me somewhere, but I don't have it on display anywhere because I just don't have the space for that right now. But to me, that's something that I still really like hold dear, and like when I feel like I can put them out on display somewhere, I will. And maybe I'll keep growing it if I keep going on vacation.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
wherever I go. So I don't know. It's just one of those things that people like what they like.
Yeah, I would say I'm like a very selective minimalist. So if it's something that like benefits me,
yeah,
I'm just like, oh, I totally need all these pens and notebooks, because I've had that obsession since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Of just, I don't know, just office supplies.
Yeah.
And other things, I'm like, oh, we don't need that. We can throw that away, or like we can replace that. So another aspect to that is also, I tend to throw away or donate a lot of things. I'd like to donate more, but sometimes like things, they don't work anymore, and I just throw them away. So I'm sure being a minimalist has like one of their values is to like help the environment, which could be like another aspect to,
oh yeah, like
being a minimalist.
Yeah, even like with clothes, like there's this whole idea of like fast fashion and stuff, how like horrible it is for the environment. And I mean, I agree. I think like when I was younger, I just wanted to like, I would buy clothes for an occasion often, right? Like, I don't know, I'm going to go out this weekend and I need a cute top. Let me go buy a cute top or whatever it is. Buying shoes for a certain thing. Or, yes. But now that like I'm older and I feel like I've kind of realized maybe at some point in my 20s, like, I would rather have spend more money on something that I know is good quality and that I can probably keep for a long time. It's not going to like break or look cheap or all that stuff, and have less stuff.
Yeah.
And buying like, I don't know, like fast fashion type of thing. So like, not to name drop any companies, but like the Sheins of the world or like the Fashion Novas of the world and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
it's all really cute stuff, but it's not really well made. A lot of the stuff gets thrown out. Like, it's just like a lot. And and like, I always wonder, like, where are people putting all this stuff, like when they buy it, right? Because like my closet's pretty full, and I don't even know if I'm wearing like half the stuff that I own. And I've gotten rid of so many clothes in the last like year and a half, I would say. And a lot of it has been driving around with me in my trunk for a few months, because I tend to take a while before I drop it off somewhere. But yeah, I don't know. So like, I've watched a lot of things on like YouTube or TikTok that talk about like, hey, these are staple clothing items that you should have in your closet, and if you have this, like, you should be fine, like, you don't need all the extra stuff. And I haven't quite pinpointed exactly what those things are. But you know, it's like having the basic white tee or basic black tee, and then having a basic like button-up shirt, and basic black trousers, jeans. And then once you have like all these staple items, so to speak, then you can mix and match. You just need like maybe some professional looking shoes, maybe some like comfortable shoes.
Yeah,
and then you don't need all the extra stuff.
That's true.
And that sounds like so nice to me, because I'm like, oh my god, that would be so great to just have those few things and then not have a crazy closet like mine, where I do laundry and then like it takes me a long time to put it away because I have to like find a spot for it and I can't find a spot.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's bad.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I just saw this yet again, social media, video of someone uses an audio, and then it's this fashion guy, and he's like, all you need, oh, you know what it is? It's Steve Harvey.
Okay.
And he's like, all you need is, you know, a white dress-up shirt, a blue dress-up shirt, and a tan dress-up shirt, and then you need a brown, white, gray, and blue suit, and then you have 80 different combinations. I mean, that wasn't the number, but he basically just says, like, that's all you need.
Yeah.
In order to like dress well. And so, I mean, I'm sure there's something that for, you know, more for, you know, women's fashion. But I remember when I was dating my husband, I felt it almost like embarrassing to be wearing like the same sweater or outfit that I wore on a date like 2 dates ago or something. Yeah. And so it's also like society that I feel like has been like ingrained in my head. Like I think even watching that one movie with Alicia Silverstone, Cher.
Clueless, yeah.
Well, Clueless.
Yeah.
That she has like that outfit closet of all these options and different things, and it's like that's in like Barbie dream house. Like that's like the dream to have all these options, right? Have like excess. And I think that's what the US mentality has been. It's just been like, have as much as you want because this, you know, have it your way, like have everything as you, you know.
Which, by the way, side note, but like like that came out, what, in the 90s? Technology is good these days. Why haven't we come up with like everyone just has that in their closet? Because that was brilliant.
It was brilliant. I don't know. I mean, sure. Actually, no, I think I have seen that it does exist, but it's not like for everyone, you know, like it's all the ways like this exclusivity of luxury. I mean, they do have like automatic blind openers or whatever, but
yeah,
I mean, I don't have it in my closet. I would love to. fashion.
I wanted to comment on two things that you said. So like, first of all, one of the things that confuses me also is like this idea of like, okay, getting rid of the clutter, like donating stuff, like don't have that many things, right? But then there's like this other culture of people who are like really into vintage and like buying like old things and like, I don't know, what's the word, not recycling, but like
reusing,
I guess, right? Repurposing. And it's like, I've heard, how many times have I heard people say like, oh my God, my mom used to dress so cute when she was younger, she didn't keep any of her things, versus like other people are like, oh my God, my mom kept all her clothes from like the 90s and this is what it looks like on me now. And then they like are trying on like their mom's clothes from like a long time ago, and the 90s was a long time ago, right? So then
such a long time ago.
And it's like, okay, well then which is it? Like, what are the stuff that you should keep, because then you could later either pass it on down your family, or it's like vintage, you could maybe resell it and like actually have value from it. And like I don't know, like that's the part that I struggle with, because it's like, I know I'm not gonna keep like that raggedy old shirt I bought from like Target and like keep it for like generations, right? So I don't know like which of the clothes is the clothes that like you keep and not. I mean, is it like the name brand stuff? Is it the good quality clothes that you have bought? Like, it, the clothes itself was never,
probably
went bad, but it's just the fashion went out of style, or maybe you outgrew it, or whatever it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, I always think about kind of like heirlooms and of items and passing something down to family members, but I have actually never really thought about passing down a piece of clothing. If anything, maybe like my wedding dress. But that thing has not been dry cleaned, and it's been just raggedy in the closet. So I doubt my kids or kid would want to like have that. Maybe just cut a sample of the fabric. I mean, I don't know. But I guess it would be name brands for me, or like luxury piece items that I don't yet have, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've had maybe a couple of things, but yeah, I probably donated them, right? And so, because I didn't want to keep it, and I don't want to, I think, like, I forget what show it was, but it was that show on Netflix where it's that guy that kind of helps people with their finances and stuff. There was one where, like, there was this couple, they really needed, like, pay off debts, and I think they wanted to eventually, like, buy a home or something, but they had, like, a storage unit that they paid money for to store, like, random crap that they were gonna supposedly, like, sell and make money off of. And then when he finally goes in the storage unit, it was, like, a microwave that they probably are going to sell for like $20 or something. It was like really random stuff. And it's like, they're paying over $100 for this storage unit a month for stuff that they're not even selling yet. And like, even if they do sell it, it's not even going to make up for all the rent on the, on that unit that they're paying. So it's like,
that's terrible.
I think once you start paying rent on your storage, I think that's maybe when you should get rid of it, depending on what it is. Depending on what it is, obviously. Like, if it's going to later come back and benefit you, and you're going to save money in the long run, sure, it makes sense. But,
yeah,
I don't know. Who am I to tell people what they should put in storage? But I don't know.
What? Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, like, does it mean a lot to you? You know, do you have positive feelings? I mean, let's go back to, oh, gosh, what's her name? Does it bring you joy?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
What's her name?
From
Marie
Netflix.
Kondo.
Marie Kondo. She's like, does it bring you joy? You know, does it serve a purpose for you? And so I think that's how I've been viewing a lot of the things. Like, if, like, is this my favorite? Like, is this something that I have, like, positive feelings that I would want, like, my little one to have? Or, like, even... There's this jacket that I got from my sibling, and I was going to give it away, and then they found out that I was going to give it away, and then I was like, okay, I'll take it back. But now it's like, I look at it and I'm like, that's something that he gave me, you know? Yeah. So it's like this one jacket. So, I don't know, I'm still holding on to it, but you know, I don't think it has, like, it's not worth thousands of dollars or hundreds even, but you know, like, it's not a multitude of things. It's not a whole collection. And even if it was, maybe, you know, if it has like this one, like, purpose or value to you, I think it's valid. Yeah. Like, if it brings you happiness, why not?
Yeah.
But you can do whatever you want, Christy.
Yes.
Keep everything or dump it all. No.
Oh my God. This conversation is honestly just making me want to, like, throw everything out right now. But I probably won't. I mean, I get that spring cleaning itch, like, usually.
Don't get antsy.
I know. I usually get it around the spring and also, like, in the fall. Like, I tend to get it, like, twice a year, and I'll throw things out and I feel so good about it. But.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh my God, it's hard. But one of, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, because I was going to talk about tiny homes.
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead, because I was going to go somewhere completely different.
Well, how about you go first?
Okay, well, aside from just, like, physical possessions that we have, there's, like, other ways we can declutter our lives. And one of the things that I've never done is detox from, like, social media. So pretty much since social media has been a thing, which has been since I was in high school, it's been a part of my life. I've never stopped. MySpace, Live Journal. Does anyone remember Live Journal?
I remember.
Facebook, now Instagram, Twitter, like, everything, TikTok, like, I consume it all the time. And I have friends who are also active on these things, but every once in a while they'll fall off the grid, you know? Like, I'm still able to communicate with them, but, like, they're not on social media. And I have a friend in particular who, like, she's been able to do it for a very long time, and, you know, kudos to everybody. I've never done it. I think I've tried to do it a couple times, and then I realized, you know what, who am I kidding? This is not like something that I'm going to be doing. Like, I'm just going to stay here. I'll be here. I don't have to be active, but I'll be around.
Yeah.
But yeah, has that, have you ever done that?
Yeah. No, until recently. So I felt that a lot of the things on social media was like, I don't know, they were just, it was a lot for me to take in, like the news, the current events, just random, you know, freak things of like medical things or true crime things that I follow. I've turned off my Instagram notifications and my use, well, my use for like last week, that's gone down. I think the screen time said that it's gone down 62%.
Whoa.
And I feel less anxious about all that. It could be with a lot of different other factors that have also happened within my life. But yeah, I feel that a detox in social media is sometimes hard, but sometimes I think it's very needed. And I know someone as well who's done it and continues to, and the only way to contact them is through text. And then it's like, here's an update, this is what I'm doing. And then, you know, they're perfectly open texting back and hanging out or whatever. But like, that just must be the new Amish. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it feels to me. Like, because you're completely... Social media provides and also just gives so much negativity, positivity. Like, there's just so much there. Confusion,
too. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a lot of confusion. Because, like, you're hearing one thing, then you're hearing another thing, and then people are fact-checking, and then it keeps spreading, and then before you know it, like, I don't know. You're just, like, I don't know. You have, like, all this stuff being thrown at you and you don't even know what to believe or what to think.
So I don't know, I'd like to do it a little bit more. I don't go on Facebook, the only social media, or TikTok. The only one is like Instagram. I think I've said that before, but I think being a minimalist should be great. If you notice, some of the celebrities that I remember, I haven't checked recently, but like I remember, I think it was Beyonce or someone big like that, only follow like one to like four people. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't follow many people. And I'm just like, or like, I think it was even Bad Bunny or something. They follow like 10 people at most. And I'm like, interesting. Like, maybe I shouldn't follow those 4,000 people that I have.
Yeah.
Because it's just a bunch of craziness, you know? It's a bunch of energy, but you know a bunch of...
That sends a different message too, though, by the way. Just because, like, I hate that. I have seen people who do that too, and it's like they'll add me. And it's people like I know. It's not even like just some random person that's trying to grow their followers, right? It's like people that I know who, like, we've been following each other on social media before. Then you all of a sudden come up, like, with a different handle and you follow me. And then you unfollow me once I follow you back. And it's like, okay, sorry, I didn't realize I was your fan, right? Like, I'm such a... I hate that. Like, I don't know. I think that's more about how it looks versus, like, them trying to declutter their life. When it comes to the celebrities or certain types of people on social.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Maybe it is, a power move. Like, you're following me and I follow myself or something.
I know. But I don't know. I guess maybe when I say like a social media detox, I think I've just thought about it as like one way, but in a lot of ways, I think I have probably detoxed, and maybe I did so unintentionally. So like, for example, I've never like deleted my accounts. I mean, I probably have for certain things in the past, like years ago, but like, I don't really delete my social media accounts. I don't delete the apps from my phone. I'm still logging on every day. I'm still opening the apps every day. I'm checking them. Whether or not I'm engaging with people or not is a different story. But I think that as I've gotten older and as I've gotten busier, for sure, probably since I've like started law school, And then especially now that I'm working, I just don't go on social media as much because I just don't have the time to just be there scrolling. I have other things that I'm like focused on. And as of recently, and I used to, my routine would always be like after I'm done working and I'm home and I'm like relaxing. But at the end of the day, I would tend to go on TikTok and scroll. And maybe I still do that now for like a few minutes, but I don't do it like I did before. I could have probably been on for like hours before. I've since replaced it and I have this whole new routine and it like puts me to sleep and it's so relaxing and I love it. I have like my rotation of games that I play every night. They're all through the New York Times like games.
Oh my gosh. Connections?
Oh my God. Wordle, Connections, The Spelling Bee, Tiles. Yeah. What's the other one? Letterboxd. Letterboxd. I only do the mini. Fuck the real crossword. I don't have time for that. I'll never get it. Vertex, which is like the one you're connecting the triangle things. That one's like my favorite. I wish they had more than one a day. And
my coworkers got me on that.
Yeah.
On those. I don't partake too much because I'm just like, this is too hard. I don't want to do this.
Oh my God. I do it every night. I start with Wordle.
Shout out to them.
I start with Wordle and then me and my mom have this thing going. I used to play Wordle before and I would always like send it to a list of people. But now it's just my mom and my friend Irene. Shout out. They're the only ones that we exchange our results with. Then I move on to Connections. I suck at Connections, but this week I did pretty good. I was happy with myself the last few days. And
that's the one that has four different categories, right? Like yellow, blue, purple.
Yeah, it's like 16 words. They all just kind of seem random, and you're supposed to group them together in groups of four. Like, you're supposed to find some sort of commonality between, like, groups of four words.
That one's so good.
It's so hard. Because it's like...
It's so good.
Yeah, but once I think I got used to, like, the types of things that they were doing, I kind of started thinking outside the box a little bit more, I think. So I've been doing good the last few days, but...
I love that. It sounds stress-free. It just sounds like a regular mind challenge.
Like, I'm 75 years old and I'm just like playing my games and then I fall asleep. I literally will end the night, well, not end the night, but I'll end the game like rotation with Sudoku, is that how you say it? The number one. And I never played that before. And on the app you have three levels: easy, medium, hard. And the easy one takes me a few minutes, but I get it every time. I'm able to complete that one. Then my current challenge is to complete a medium level Sudoku puzzle, and I haven't been able to do it. But I get so frustrated that I'm like staring at this for like who knows how long, and then I end up falling asleep because I'm just like, so I don't know, whatever. But it's better than any sleeping assistance, like medication, anything that I could think of. So
yeah,
that's my form of social media detox, is just like playing games. I love that.
I really love that. My way of social media detox, I think I already said that, but sorry, being a minimalist, is that when I order takeout, I order just less now.
Okay.
Does that count? Is that counting? Okay.
Like, maybe you're not going to get the appetizer.
Yeah, like, maybe I do have a whole fridge of groceries, and then, like, I'm like, oh, let's just order takeout. But then I order less than excessive amounts, you know? Like, before it was like, yeah, let's have one of everything because it's, like, the weekend.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I'll just order like two items, maybe three, maybe four or something.
I mean, I think that's pretty good. I mean, like, I give myself credit when I don't order a drink because I'm like, no, I have water. And then like, that's pretty good for me, you know, because I love I love a carbonated drink, like whether it's sparkling water or like a soda or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard for me to say no. I like it. I love a good carbonation.
Yeah.
But if I can just stick to my water, then I feel like I did pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like baby steps.
Right now, for some reason, I'm remembering a meme that I've seen a lot this week. It's like two women just like talking to each other, and it's like one crazy friend reassuring their other crazy friend, like they're doing a good job or something, or like they're totally right, or I don't know.
I recycle, right? California recycles. Mm-hmm. My mom composts. I mean, does that count? It's by extension.
Yeah, I mean, I think we maybe do a lot of things that are probably good. I just like, there's always more, right? There's always more.
Yeah. I mean, I am trying to be a better person, and I'm vegetarian, so I minimize the amount of animals being eaten.
You're already winning the game here.
Let me see. No, I mean, there's a documentary on it that I think I saw like a part of on Netflix. Everyone just watch it, and they give you a great explanation on being a minimalist and how to tackle that. I am taking baby steps and hoping that I help the world in doing the least fashion.
Yeah.
By being a minimalist somehow.
Yeah.
I'll probably cut this out. That sounded stupid.
No. I think like one of the other things about minimalism though, or like that lifestyle, is also about like calmness, right? Like you don't want to have so many things because you kind of want to have like, I don't know, like your environment, everything around you, like you want it to be like soothing and calm, and like if there's clutter around you, then there might be clutter like in your mind, right? So
yeah
right now I'm not in like the most spacious living environment. Like I'm not in the most ideal living environment at the moment, but like ideally speaking, I would have not a lot of things in my home and in my room, like in my personal space. Like I like it when my bed is made. I don't want, like, I like pillows, but I don't want too many pillows. I want like a candle burning somewhere and not a lot of stuff around it. Like if I have like mail that I got and I haven't like put it away, I don't want it to be visible. Like I want to put it somewhere where like it looks fine. And I'll get to it later and I can find it there later. Like I don't want, and it's not even about being like clean. Like I do like clean. Mm-hmm. I just like, I don't want clutter either. But I have like, it's like a messy organized space. Like if I think about like my office, my desk, it's like I can tell that I have a lot of things, but it's like put away somewhere, or it's like in its corner somewhere, so it's not like cluttered. It makes sense to me, at least, how it's organized. And I don't know, I don't need,
no,
like,
I think that
that
makes sense.
Even plants and stuff, like I feel like that's a good way to like have decoration but also be like, I don't know, having good air quality.
I remember my telling, this was like some time ago, and I was like sharing to someone, I was like, I just want my home to look like a hotel. Like you enter and it's just the basics.
Yeah.
And they were like, why? Like, why would you want that? I'm like, because it provides me like control and like serenity, and that's what I need. And they're like, but why like a hotel or something? I'm like, it's not the fact that it's a hotel. It's the fact that it's minimal. Like, it's just the basics.
Yeah.
Because I grew up, like, I mean, it was fairly organized and pretty clean and everything, like very clean. But I remember just having a lot of extra things, or like seeing a lot of just in case things. And I think I want the opposite of that. I want I want excess, but in my control, and I want to get rid of things when I want.
Yeah.
And it's hard also when you have other people in the house and, like, say, a three-year-old that's, like, just going crazy when things are organized, and, like, a little Tasmanian devil just, like, so, you know, it's a challenge, but it's an adjusting challenge that I'm living with and continue to. I don't know, just keep going and organizing.
That is a huge challenge, right? Because it's like, yeah, if you're someone that does like to kind of have control over like your space, then when you have a child like that, it's like you have to learn how to like let go of that control a little bit, because it's like, it's just gonna be what it is. Like, there's,
yeah,
like, there's no way around it.
Like, I used to color coordinate my closet.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago. And now I'm just like, let me just let go of everything.
Like, and like the best thing I can do is like, okay, my pants are on this side. Like, maybe my jeans are next to a pair of like work pants, and then there's like a skirt. Like, I don't know, like my bottoms at least are on the same side. And then my shirts are on one side, and then like jackets and sweaters are on the other side. And that's as organized as I get.
Yeah. Does organization equal minimalistic?
I don't think so. And then also, kind of after hearing us talk about this for a while, I know that's what the episode is about, I just kind of wanted to say that, like, by no means are we saying that, like, minimalism is the goal for everybody and, like, that's the way everyone should live their lives. Like, there's benefits to it, and there's reasons why there's people that subscribe to this lifestyle and mindset. But on that same token, there's people who actually are considered maximalists, and then they just like have, yes, a bunch of stuff, and like,
yeah,
like that could be fun too. So it's just about like what works for you or whatever, but we are doing the least, so we, you know, whatever, like we just want to, like,
we're exploring this.
Yes. But yeah, like, for example, like we were talking about homes, there's an influencer that I follow on social, and she will mostly do like her outfit stuff or whatever, but like every once in a while she'll like show how she's decorating her apartment, and it's a lot, and I don't like it. Like, she has like funky wallpaper. Yeah, like, it's too much.
Millennials are known to be minimalist lovers, and then other generations, I'm not sure if it's like Gen Z or in between,
yeah,
but the maximalist whole thing is like, yeah, in now.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, so sure. What the?
Oh, so that makes sense, because I think she's probably, yeah, Gen Z. And I didn't realize that millennials were considered like minimalist, but that's funny.
Or like, we love that aesthetic, and like maximalist is like the new thing where it's, yeah, like, I have so many different like colors and shapes and things of the same thing, kind of, or a variation.
Oh, I mean, like, I get maybe that's the trend right now or whatever, but I really don't like it. It's too chaotic for me. Like, crazy wallpaper, a couch that doesn't match any of the colors in the wallpaper, and then a rug that doesn't match any of the colors of the couch or the wallpaper, and like very kind of like 60s like retro, like groovy stuff, and it's too much. I don't like it. Yeah,
I actually like it a lot.
You do?
But it's I do. I like the aesthetic. I don't know if I'd like to like live it, but I've seen it and it's super cute if you know how to do it, which I wouldn't yet. You know, like, I would need to like practice it, learn it. But those people who take those perfect photos, yeah, and like they probably stay that way, like, that's great. I think it's a very, I don't know, it's just like having everything all at once.
Now that you mention it, though, about the millennial thing, that does make sense, because I have seen where there was another video of someone like showing their house, and it was like, when you didn't realize that millennial gray was a thing, and it's like all the furniture in their house, and it's like everything is gray, even like,
yeah,
the wood like flooring was like a grayish color.
Yeah.
Like, gray couch, gray curtains, like, gray everything. And then I realized and looked quickly at my bedroom, and I'm like, oh, shit, I have everything gray. Like, when it comes to, like, my bed sheets and stuff, gray's the color. I don't want white. I don't want black. I want gray. Like,
oh.
I don't know. That's just who I am. I think it matches everything. Because if I want to have, like, an accent color, it could be any color. It's like, there's no worries there.
Yeah. I'm flexible. I have patterns, and yet I have a very beige room that I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. And then I have color upstairs. I have patterns, and I do have gray. So I like it all. So yeah. I don't even know. I fall between maximalist and minimalist. I'm just neutral.
Yeah.
But not neutral colored, because I love bright colors, too.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, I just really want to thank everyone for listening. Our explorations of being a minimalist. These are our insights. You know, this is just our curiosity and tapping into these different types of lifestyles and seeing how we fit in or our perceptions. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening again, and let us know what you think is being a minimalist, or how you are a minimalist in any which way. And
yeah, suggestions for like how we can incorporate more of that in our lives, even if it's a step-by-step process, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Baby steps.
So baby steps. Yes, exactly. So thanks again. Follow us on Instagram at Doing the Least Podcast or pod. I don't know, just search for us. We're there.
You'll find us.
Like us, subscribe, and follow.
Rate us, review us.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, tell all your right. coworkers, tell your tias.
And
your
thank tios. You for
doing the least.
Doing the least. Take care, everyone.